This is KUT. Today, the Austin City Council is set to consider a plan to provide financial assistance to arts organizations. That's after Mayor Steve Adler made a series of proposals aimed at strengthening the city's music scene last year. For many Austin artists, some of the most pressing concerns were finding space and being able to afford it. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on how the council could address that.
If approved, the program would provide $200,000 in grant funding for local arts nonprofits. The groups could either apply for stipends of up to $35,000 to help pay rent, or grants of $50,000 to help bring their venues up to compliance with city code. Speaking at City Hall on Tuesday, Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo questioned whether this funding model would have the most impact.
We tend to provide grants to the same, you know, some of the same organizations year after year because they're larger, more established, they have the capacity to apply for grants, and I think we have the ability to really reach out to some of the smaller organizations with a more accessible kind of program, and this could be just the right opportunity.
Tovo says dividing the funds into smaller grants of, say, $10,000 could provide more support to smaller groups that are struggling. But city staff say it may have the opposite effect because the need for assistance is so widespread. Megan Wells is the manager of Austin's Cultural Arts Division.
The $10,000 range would not give them much relief.
Right.
Because we're looking at such huge demands on their resources for rent or for code violation addressing needs.
In a memo to City Council, Austin's Economic Development Director Kevin Johns said city staff, quote, anticipate overwhelming demand for the funds. His department hopes for future funding to continue the assistance program. But Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan raised some concerns about its sustainability.
I am concerned about subsidizing rent. It does not seem like a sustainable program. I'm much more inclined to support low-interest loans that allow an organization to buy property or even the assistance to fix code violations that's more of a capital assistance.
But city staff say many of the nonprofit groups they consulted aren't eligible for traditional loans. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo says in general she's supportive of the program, but she still has questions. For example, if the city funds improvements for a venue, can it ensure that the property owner won't simply flip the space and turn it over to another tenant? She also questioned which groups would qualify as artists under the program. City staff now say they'll ask for a postponement on the item until next month as they work to answer some of these questions. Saida Hassan, KUT News.